You are forever faithful. You do exceedingly abundantly over anything that we could think, ask, or even imagine. Let it be known today that you are Yahweh. Hallelujah.
We come to worship at your holy. ladies and gentlemen. We're joining you live tonight, right here.
Hallelujah!
Live!
Yahweh!
On WWRB 3.185 around the world with the great, magnanimous name of Yahweh being lifted up and glorified in the way that it should be. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said if these hold their peace, the stones will cry out. Well, tonight we got a very informative and we think a very timely message for you. If you look around in America and you look for the reasons why America is being diminished. Now, we are, we're a superpower only for one reason. We're not a, you know, we're not an economic superpower anymore. Far from it. We are a debtor nation. We used to be a lender nation, and now we have become a debtor nation. Why? What's going on here? When we sit back and let our Congress and Senate borrow trillions of dollars, this nation is trillions of dollars in hock. And ladies and gentlemen, somebody's buying up the debt that we're making. It just ain't staying here in America. It is being bought up by foreign countries that's being encouraged to assume our bonds and our real property. So we are in trouble. We're in financially trouble. Now, tonight's message is going to be entitled The Judas Goats. Now, I'll repeat that for you so you can get it into your spirit and let it sink down into your ears and hearts and be alarmed at what's going on here. The Judas Goats. Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 60 years especially, and I'm going back 60 years, and probably I'd have to go back maybe a little bit farther than that, and I guess maybe I better. Let's go back to perhaps maybe the last 100 years. We are in the year 2009. Let's go back to 1909. That would be a good starting place, right before World War One, and see what we can determine who the Judas Goats are among us. Now, before let me describe the Judas Goat. Why he's called a Judas Goat? Let me give you the definition explanation. A Judas Goat is a term used to describe a trained, now listen to this, trained goat used in places like a slaughterhouse and, in general, animal herding. The Judas goat is trained to associate with sheep or cattle or other animals, specifically sheep, leading them to a specific destination. In stockyards, a Judas goat will lead sheep to slaughter. And that's where that term, that as a dumb sheep, he was led to the slaughter. That was a Judas goat that did that. And who was he led to? He was led before the Pharisees, the High Council of Sanhedrin. And these Judas goats that betrayed him into the hands of sinful Edomite the Canaanites, are they diminished? Are they gone? Do we still have those who love the chief seats and sit in these high places and ride on the high hills? Well, I think so. In a Judas goat that it leads the sheep to slaughter, he himself, his own life, is spared because he's trained for the purpose of leading the sheep to the slaughter. Judas goats are also used to lead other animals to specific pens and even into trucks or into railroad cars. Now, the term Judas goat is derived from a biblical phrase which is referenced to Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Messiah to the Pharisees. And the phrase has also been used to describe a goat that is used to feral goats that are targeted for eradication. Sounds like something coming up. The Judas goat is outfitted with a transmitter, sometimes painted red and then released. The goat then finds the remaining herd of wild goats, allowing the hunters to take them for trophies and prizes. Sound familiar? Somebody may be hunting you one of these days. And it could be the goats right in the midst that are posing as sheep, or wolves, if you will, in sheep's clothing. Lambs were being led by a Judas goat into the chute, and the workers stand at one end. Now, I've been to a slaughterhouse, and I know what I'm talking about. They jolt the animals with enough electricity to render them brain dead after the Judas goat does his job. And then, in an instant, prongs at the sheep's brain and in the fleece near their hearts delivers a zap that collapses them, after which they were handed through to the kill floor. The Judas goats then return to the pens where they are collected another batch of sheep to be led again to the slaughter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not particularly picking on a goat tonight because goats on the farm is one of my favorite animals. But he's got a nature entirely different in that to a sheep. Now, let me give you President James Madison's take on advice that he gave to his country. James Madison, president. When he was talking about an enemy within, let the open enemy of the United States of America be regarded as a Pandora with her box opened, and the disguised one as a serpent or a Judas goat creeping with his wiles into paradise. Now, it's sort of ugly and vile, and ladies and gentlemen, that's the way our country is going today, being led to the slaughter. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it's been said that Napoleon's defeat led to the rise of the international banking dynasty of the House of Rothschild. It may also rightly be said that Hitler's defeat led not only to the consolidation of the global power of the House of Rothschild, remember when I told you World War One, it began to raise, but they were working feverishly in other countries. I'm talking about here in America. But also to the corresponding diminution of nationalism, with a notable exception of Jewish nationalism, which is on the rise. It's known as Zionism, which receives its strongest push forward in the days following the end of World War One, up and then increased dramatically into World War Two. You see, they financed both sides of the war, the international bankers. It's a fact. Now, they use the Judas goats, that's people of our own kind, who sells out for a piece of bread or for filthy lucre, and for the promises of, political power and things of this nature. In fact, since World War II, there has been a fervent drive by the Zionist movement to eviscerate the nationalist movement, to infiltrate it and to diminish it and take it over, just like they did the Masonic Order. Now, the truth is that in America, at least since the middle of the last half of the 20th century, those who call themselves conservatives have seen the conservative movement, which is the traditional base of American nationalism, infiltrated and destroyed from within. Remember what Khrushchev said in 1968 when he came to the United Nations and pounded his shoe on the table? And he said, we will conquer America with communism without firing a shot. He said, we will literally walk up and down the halls of Congress and the United States Senate, we shall flood the streets of America with our brand of government. It all came about, ladies and gentlemen, by the Judas Ghost, the people you trusted, the people that you elected, and the people that you sent there, that James Madison said that they would creep in unaware and destroy the holy people. Now, the process has been long in the making. They're very patient. But ultimately, it's been resoundingly successful, as recent history and current events are now demonstrating. While many of the writers have thoroughly explored the tentacles of the Rothschild Empire as it encircles the planet, creating war, economic havoc, and revolution, and profiting therefrom, there has never been until now a comprehensive knowledge of the manner which in this dynasty and the Zionist movement which it nurtured worked to destroy the American dream, and who are now realizing their ultimate goal of achieving global imperium, the so-called New World Order, as better in as the NWO. Now, today, you notice, I mean, you see, they always give you a choice. But the problem is, they pick the choices, and both choices favor them. They have picked the Democrats and the Republicans to interchange and go back and forth in these last 60 years, especially, so that you think that you're voting out one mess and creating something to clean it up with the other. But all you're doing is trading bad for bad and reaping a whirlwind. And that's exactly what this self-styled neoconservatives, the leaders being Olin Trotsky, a communist, Lenin, a communist, they've been retooled, and they have retooled their philosophy for modern-day propaganda and are the vanguard of the international Zionist movement that demonstrates and dominates the highest levels of policymaking in the United States, the most powerful nation on the planet. Economically, that is no longer true because they have suckered, sifted, and sucked. They're like parasites. They have bled this nation just like they bled Russia until its dying last gasp. These scientists force, they maintain a stranglehold. It's really strange how they can do this. But they can do this over both parties, and thanks to their influence within the present administration and the past administrations, right up to this day, and their think tanks, people that do the thinking for us and planning, and other institutions, they've got them bought off, and they are busy in the affairs of politics. They own the politicians. And we're going to give you proof concerning that. And they have crept in unaware, using the Judas goats to lead the majority of the nation's sheep to the slaughter. Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. We are on an economic downturn, and they would these destroyers. This is the seed of Cain, who call themselves Jews and are not. But their father is the devil. Now, in the Rothschild influence, it's well entrenched within both parties, going back to the mid-19th century when Rothschild agent August Belmont actually served as the Democratic National Chairman, and he directed the consequences of this unholy monopoly and international Zionist reigns supreme now over both major political parties in America and any third party that thinks that you have a choice in the third party. They own the figureheads of the third party. I go back to the days of Ross Perot and George Wallace. If you don't play games, they'll get you. You go back to our patriotic president, John F. Kennedy. When he was elected, he decided that he began to ask questions, and of course he knew what was going on, and so he tried to change the monetary system in America from the Federal Reserve back to the people and put just weights and standard measures back at in the control of the government of America, for America, and by the people of America. And you know what happened there? Ladies and gentlemen, it's only got more ugly. If you take a classic pincher movement is? Well, it means that the traditional American nationalism gutted and raped, if you will, hardly more than a remnant of a philosophy that was first set forth by American giants such as our President George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and you know what all they said. Would you like to have some quotes? You won't read it in your local national press. Mr. Franklin said, the day that we let these that claim to be Jews come into our country, and he said, we will be out on in the fields working as slaves, and they will be sitting in the money institutions of America running the country. Well, was he a prophet or what? It's an ugly scenario. It's included the utilization of the United States government paid agents acting in concert as professional infiltrators and subversaries working for independent, that is, foreign intelligence agency operating on American soil, and they are now the Judas goats that effectively has taken place, which is, like I said, a pincer movement scenario that has already worked its charm. And if you look at the framework for understanding the tactics of the Judas goats, these enemies within our nation are able to advance the Zionist dream of claiming dominance of the American system and making it their military and economic tool for world conquest. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're just looking for a commie behind every bush. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know the truth in our government, there is one behind every bush. As a matter of fact, this present political power that was just voted out for 8 years, these Judas goats were full, the government was full of them. And do you think that change we can believe in was the motto of our present president? Change we can believe in? What change? Yeah, that was a change. I have to admit that. From bad to worse. The present government, in the first 6 months of the administration of our present ruling elite, they have plunged this nation dangerously to the point of breaking its financial backbone and installing a socialist, a communist, Zionist government that shows no fear of the sheeple who lay asleep in the slaughterhouses of time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that we are really in for a time of trouble, of such as the world has never seen. Now, in 1981, the highly regarded American author Eustace Mullins obtained 500 pages of previously classified files that were in the FBI files that were declassified, and going back as far as 1951, they had a file case built upon Eustace Mullins since 1951. They thought he was a threat. What kind of threat was he? Well, he wrote some books about the Federal Reserve. Well, this is getting on the toes of the international banking cartel, run by you-know-who. And this is so powerful, ladies and gentlemen, that as he began to expose the control of the United States Federal Reserve System by the banking dynasty of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Mellons and so on and so forth, the Elite 13 that is formed, the files reveal that the FBI had even pondered a scheme to silence Mullins by having him committed to an asylum, an insane asylum. In 1959, a memo that was declassified shows a scribbled note from Hoover to his Jewish deputy, Alex Rawson, saying that the Mullins case was top priority and FBI agents should see that some action would be taken. Now, what about the Judas Goat here? You see what I'm talking about? You'll learn much of this sordid history that is so ugly. And we got there, ladies and gentlemen, with the help of the Judas Goats. And this nation is full of the Judas Goats, and the enemy within are ultimately quite staggering. Now, if you would look at the infiltration operations, which actually officially instituted and brought in the early 60s after the death of JFK, the historical record shows that going back to the years preceding World War II, groups such as the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, a Benight Breath, were already manipulating the FBI in a terror campaign against American fundamental nationals. Therefore, you will see the name of the ADL popping up constantly as time goes on, that you could understand that we are in a war such as the world has never seen. And the Black October that may be planned, ladies and gentlemen, it just may be planned through the mainstream media, which is not reporting any of this. And they're saying that the recession is over. But, ladies and gentlemen, we may be right down to a verge of a meltdown right here in what we call Black October. September, October is the month of action for these type of things to happen. And if they set a precedent, they usually follow an example. Notice, we have many prominent figures, and just not Pastor Buddy. I'm quoting here from the likes of Jim Rogers, Gerald Clinton, Peter Schiff. They're forecasting by mid-October to late October, it may feel like a recession into a deep, despairing depression. Now, I'm going to give you some reasons why, and this is what the experts, I just quoted is what the financial experts are saying. We're about to see the largest bulk of the Upton Arm risky loans that have been written by the banks. They will come forth and they will readjust from a fixed teaser rate to a variable rate. Homeowners will go from 4.25, that's 4.25%, to 4.5% interest rate. It'll jump to 8 to 10 to 12% of liberal rates, and people will no longer afford their mortgage payment, and foreclosures will skyrocket. This is what the experts are predicting, ladies and gentlemen. Banks will not have equity, in other words, payments coming in, and that, in turn, will cause the fall. And I just gave you a program on the banking decline in America. Is this engineered purposely? Number two, notice this. Banking systems are now going underwater. According to the FDIC website, we have already seen more than three times as many banks fail this year than in the previous 10 years all put together. Are we headed for a banking holiday? Quite possible. I'm not predicting one, but, I mean, the experts are saying all of the tea leaves. I mean, when you sort these tea leaves out, it's pointing toward a bank holiday. And you know what that's going to bring in? Just the same thing that Mr. Roosevelt did in 1933 when he declared a bank holiday. Well, what is to be has already been, ladies and gentlemen. Number three. And I'm going to tell you why that unemployment is rising. Although they just recently said that 500,000 workers went back to work or called back to work. And you know how they got called back? They lost their high-paying jobs. This is what they did in Russia, ladies and gentlemen. They are following the same destructive pattern for a nation as they did in Russia, and Russians are warning Americans. The government of Russia is saying, hey, don't go down this road of socialism. We've been there. It doesn't work. And yet, these master craftsmen who are plotting and planning and using the Judas goats to bring unemployment to its highest level in years. Many prominent economists believe that real unemployment is closer to the actual figure of 15 to 16%, which was at the height of the 1930s depression. Unemployment hit 18%, and they say we're almost there. Got any food stored, or are you going to stand in the soup line like they did in the 30s? You don't remember nothing like that. And that's why they planned it at this time for the old-timers that had to do that. My dad was one of them. My dad was born in 1900. He saw it. He was 28, 29 years old when it hit. And my dad assured me that, you know, he said, buddy, it was hard times for us. We just literally had to claw and work, and, you know, down here in the South, they had the advantage. They knowed how to hunt. And my dad said there were so many hunters out in the woods with slingshots and anything that they could kill a wild animal. And my dad told me a possum was I mean, they wouldn't exempt. They'd take a possum and cook it roast it and cook it. Matter of fact, I have eaten one back in the 40s. I was served a good plate of possum and with sweet potatoes and black pepper and stuff, and it was actually put up pretty good, and it tasted pretty darn good. I hope we don't have to go back to that. But ladies and gentlemen, I assure you that unemployment is rising, and I'm going to tell you the reason why. I told you I was going to tell you the reason. I'm going to give you the main reason. You just go buy you just a simple piece of furniture. You go to Rings to Go, which is one of the largest distribution centers in America, and they got some beautiful patterned floral fabrics and stuff. And they got this beautiful model. She's sitting on the couch and very seductive and encouraging you to come on in to Rings to Go. Well, you get in there and you say, surely we've made this in this wonderful country of ours. And then you get the furniture home, and in a month after people sit down, it begins to wear, and it falls apart, and you really literally fall to the floor, and you turn it over, and it says, made in China. You go buy some type of transistor radio or some type of electronic equipment, made in China or India or Bangladesh. Ladies and gentlemen, you go to Walmart. You look at all this beautiful, large, well-managed, precision ordering, computer purchases. I mean, you don't have to wait for nothing. They got it all under one roof for you. And 95% of all these products are made in China and foreign countries. And there, ladies and gentlemen, you can see why that the American worker who works like a dog now at least two jobs to meet his mortgage, and his wife's out of working, the home's broke, the children are taken over by the federal government, and that's the whole purpose and plan of the Edomite communist agenda for this to happen, so that you will be forced. And when you got off from work on the assembly line making American products, you run to Wally World and buy your China-made products, and you think with this type of importing, which we very little export anymore, we used to be the leading export, and now we're the tail. We're not the head. You know what the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 28? If you won't keep my commandments, if you won't stand up for the Christian values and principles, I'll make you the tail and not the head. Number four. Housing has been artificially kept from crashing by banks, by the juggling act of the federal government. The present now administration has juggled and propped up these lending institutions for a purpose now, ladies and gentlemen. You see, I told you that this crash was coming long before it ever come, but simply because this is the known practice of the Judas goats, is to lead the sheep to the slaughter, which was the American workforce from World War II, the baby boomers, went to work in the factories, and they boomed. It boomed through the profit of war. World War II, they kept the Korean War going. We made tanks, we made planes, we made armaments, we made ammunition, and we made it cheaply, and we made it effectively, and America became the powerhouse. We were all proud. We had the steel mills in the Pennsylvania countryside. I mean, they was blowing smoke and belching coal that came out of the Pennsylvania coal mines and the Kentucky and the West Virginia coal mines and the Kentucky-West Virginia coal mines and the Pennsylvania coal mines. And you know, they just worked hard, and the men ruined their lungs. Most of them died of silicosis, terrible diseases, as they bent their back down in the like moles, digging out the treasures of our earth, our mineral. And things of this nature to support this great boom that was made possible only by one thing, the war machine of the international bankers. It's been kept housing. It's a major problem here, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the verge. Now, we've already had 2 million bankruptcies filed, and we are teetering on the edge of 4 more million being bankrupt by the end of the year. You may be one of them. Now, banks are holding on to foreclosed properties right now, only releasing a small amount of inventory. They don't want to flood the regional market with excess inventory. Hence, crashing prices even further. It's imploding, ladies and gentlemen. This nation is imploding from within, just like Mr. Khrushchev said. You may not like the facts here. You say, oh, buddy, you're an alarmist and you're a pessimist and all of this stuff. You know, I hear that. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm warning you, a nation that forgets its God, a nation that forgets Yahweh, shall be turned into hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. Foreclosures are rising, ladies and gentlemen. They will have to release the inventory at some point, and then you're going to see one of the greatest depressions, unless this thing is turned around, unless America returns to the old path. Let me quickly give you number five as I begin to close out my message here tonight. The Federals, call the Feds, and I don't know who you think they are. Now, the Federal Reserve is not federal at all. That is a code word to get you to accept it, that the government, the federal government's in charge. It's not. The Federal Reserve is all about independent. Has nothing to do with our nation. Most of its board members that are on the Federal Reserve Board is the elite international bankers in foreign countries. And they are planning to destroy your wonderful, beautiful, powerful country to bring it to its knees, that its people, its remaining Christian people, are on the street in the soup lines begging for a bowl of pottage. Ladies and gentlemen, I smell Esau and the Judas goat in this mess right now. The Feds continue to bail out the banks by buying toxic mortgage-backed securities for both residential and commercial loans, plus the automobile industry, by their creative cash for clunkers program. Not to mention the Feds are now buying their own bonds at the T-bill auctions. China doesn't want our debt bonds anymore, and can you blame them? I mean, they've fared pretty good for the last 20 years since Mr. Clinton, you know, gave them everything but the kitchen sink out of Washington, D.C. These are Edomite, the communist, just like Red China. Our enemy is within. China don't have to come over here, but they will. I don't know what the people has told me about recurring dreams of having to fight World War III. And we're having to fight mostly Oriental people. Ladies and gentlemen, another 10 years, a nation's going to be on its knees. We won't even afford to replace the atomic weapons, the hydrogen bombs. I mean, they're negotiating right now to get rid of them so that we will no longer be a world power, but a secondary, third-rate power. I don't know about you, but I see the handwriting on the wall, and Judas Goats has brought it all to fruition. They're right among you. You elect them and send them to your Congress, and then these are the Judas Goats. Now, the Feds are buying their own bonds. Can you see the writing on the wall? You know what Daniel told the king Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon? He said, your kingdom's finished. Is America finished at the hands of the Judas Goats that you trusted? And they led you basically to the financial slaughter of this nation. We're on our knees. You better get some valuable assets. You better get out of the stocks and bond business as soon as you can, and you better hurry to your farm that you let go for a little money and they took up that. You better hunt you a place to go. You better have you some food stored, and you better get ready for the coming, the fall of Babylon. America. Now, what's going to come out of that, Pastor Buddy? Well, I see nothing but good. It's going to be a time of trouble, and I've done referred that to you in many messages. It's going to be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen and such as it never will be. This time of trouble, ladies and gentlemen, is basically, fundamentally, it is at the point of no return. We are absolutely in the time of trouble such as the world has never seen, and that time of trouble is here upon us in America. I hate to say that. You know, I'm proud. I'm a patriot. I'm proud of our country. I'm proud of our forefathers who worked so hard, rolled their sleeves up, and went to work. They cut down every obstacle that was facing America. They got up before daylight and they worked long after dark, and then they raised their crops on the side as they built this industrial nation to its max. And then we opened our borders, and here come the strangers in to flood the land, just like it is in the prophecy, the prophetic prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 37, 38, and 39. I shiver when I read, especially 38. Everybody thinks it's that little country over there called Israel. When Yahweh uses that word Israel, he's interchangeably using it to denote a people scattered abroad, not that little sandbox over there, ladies and gentlemen. It wouldn't hold one fraction. No way would it hold. Those people over there are Oriental Khazars. Look at them. Do they look like Aryan Israelites of the blushing ability of Jacob? Or the blushing ability of David, the ruddy-complected blushing man of the Bible? See, these clues, and the Messiah, it said that he would blush and he would be ready. Does those people of them look blushable? It is the Judas goats who you think are the blushing Israelites that you trusted that have suddenly changed their mask. They've been strangers all along, but you weren't able to see it because you were asleep. And purposely, we are now paying the price of the sleep of the Mount Zion Israelites of America. Your Judas goats, ladies and gentlemen, have led you to the slaughter, and the slaughter is almost upon you. Your gate is opening soon to the slaughterhouses, to the stockades, and to the imprisonments. You say, oh, don't tell me that. I've got to go to the ball game next week. I've got to go to the races. Man, I've got reservations. The Bible said when they say peace and safety, then cometh a sudden destruction. Change you can believe in, huh? I don't think so. The change that they made you believe in was you was led to believe in it by the Judas goats of America. The ones that you trusted, the ones that you voted for, has now led you to the point of no return. Repent, America, and turn from your wicked ways, and Yahweh said, I'll heal your land. It's not too late. It is not too late for us to return to the old path, to see and to ask and to search for these things which Yahweh has made us according to his word, the tail and not the head because of our disobedience. In 1915, listen to this now. You're gonna be amazed what I'm fixing to tell you here. It's a fact, a little tidbit that you won't read in your local news because the local news is owned by the people that run the Federal Reserve, the international bankers. They own all of the news outlets in America. Only the underground press or the internet is left to inform you, and the shortwave, and most people don't even know what a shortwave is. You can ask 9 out of 10 people if they own a shortwave. No, I've never had one. I don't know how to operate one. What's on shortwave? Alternative truth. Underground truth. The same type of truth that the Messiah and the apostles had to preach, because the established system would not permit them to preach and publish throughout the area without being persecuted and hunted down by the Judas goats. In 1915, according to the Federal Reserve Annual Report, now this is 1915, they operated with 35 total employees. Today, listen to this now, today, they operate with over 20,000 employees, costing $1.4 billion a year. The cost to operate the system exceeds $3.3 billion, with 20,000 of the best and brightest. You would think that someone would have predicted that the current financial crisis could have been predicted before it hit, but no. Ben Bernanke thought that the underpinning of the economy was strong, housing was on a firm foundation, and the subprime issue was confirmed. This instance of incompetence is just one of the many since 1913. When examining the history of the Federal Reserve, you realize that it has an overwhelmingly weak, pliable, politically motivated men with little or no backbone. Of the 14 Federal Reserve chairmen, only two could be considered independent and competent. The evidence of political influence and incompetence and arrogance is conclusive. Ladies and gentlemen, does that make any financial system sense to you? I would think so, would you? Well, let me assure you, it doesn't make any sense. And let me tell you something that does make sense. You get on your knees tonight and you pray before you go to bed, if you're listening to Pastor Buddy, and you turn your head down to the ground or the floor, and you say, Yahweh, forgive me for believing and following the Judas goats of America. I repent. And I turn back to you to keep your laws and to keep your word and to love you with all of my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. Can you do that for me tonight? And I request that you do that. If you'd like to write Pastor Buddy, you can do so tonight by writing Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, and that's Post Office Box 2284, and that's in New Tazewell, Tennessee, and the zip is 37824. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, I'm live tonight on a Monday night here. I'm live. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Say, Pastor Buddy, I believe what you've talked tonight. I love my nation. I'd like to see it righted. We can change this country within, but it's going to take the backbone of your forefathers to raise up in you, to give you courage. Like George Washington said in his vision, he saw America dragged down to the point of exhaustion, crippled and weak. And then suddenly there was a change. It came from nowhere. An angel. He saw an angel. He put his hand in the ocean and he laid it over America. And he sprinkled the people of America. And all of a sudden there was a great shout went up. And power and courage returned to the backbone of the men and the women of America. Oh my, don't you want to believe that? That we're able to form a union to have Yahweh's people, a Christian nation, that we don't have to bow and be ashamed of our God, that we could once again use our God and the Bible as the and our gun as the measuring items in our hands as we support a return to the Father with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Well, I hope so, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you why that we ought to. It's simply because it's time. We're coming down to the 20 and 12 adventure of a major change. This is a spiritual time of awakening. Just as soon as Yahweh's children wake up, the devil is going to exact his power in such a way that you've never seen. But rest assured, Yahweh's never lost a battle. He's never been late. He's always on time, and he always will be. I read the last chapter. We win. And all you that send me tithes, I thank you for holding up my hand. I really pray over you and thank Yahweh for you every day that my voice is being heard around the world, just like Yahweh showed me over 24 years ago. And since then, my voice has went around the world. And now with the magic event of internet, it's possible for every hamlet in the world to download through satellite this message here tonight. And you can go to our website at Webmaster Brother Bob. He works tirelessly to post these messages for you. And they're up within hours of very up-to-date. This message will be up by tomorrow. You can download it free of charge. We don't charge anything for it. We want you to have the gospel at our expense, and our tithers who hold my hands up and pay my bills make it possible for me to bring it to you. And Dr. Gary and Brother Paul here are doing their share to help us, to make us purposely and readily available to you in the name of Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's just one pair of hands that we need to put our life into. And once we put our hands in one pair of hands, which is the mighty hand of Yah, that's all that's sufficient, and that's all it needs for us to have the right to worship Him and pursue liberty and truth and justice. If you would call me tonight, I'm live here, area code 423-626-2172. We're also live streamed on oneyahweh.com. You can go up and download 1,000+ hours free of charge if you'd like to listen to these messages. We think we got a voice for you and a message to give you and deliver from the bottom of our heart, and we send it to you wrapped up in all of our love. And we love you greatly tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. live on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the Sound. Many blessings to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back with you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless. The rivers and the sand. Those hands are so strong. So when life goes wrong, put your faith